Just a few quick announcements as you come back together.
有几项, 报告事项。
First is, there's a teacher sign up for Sunday school. If you want to teach Sunday school, they're in 2-week segments, and we'll be getting that organized for the fall.
就是后面的那个桌子上面我们有那个单子，那如果说您想要协助教会做主日学的教导的话，我们是每两个礼拜轮一次。如果你觉得想要协助教会，就麻烦你们在这那个单子上面签名。Hey,
Nathan,
you want to turn the light on?
Okay, and the second thing is, as we're getting organized to eventually have elders and deacons and vote on them, if you have not joined the church officially and desire to, you can start with a membership survey. You can pick that up in the back and fill it out.
那我们计划是在今年能够开始选出我们教会的长老跟执事。那如果说您想要加入我们教会，成为我们教会的会友，然后让自己有这样的有投票权的话，也欢迎大家那个来填，就是填我们的那个申请表格。Okay,
two more things. If you are further interested in reading about the role of elder or the role of deacon, and I'm going to be preaching on deacons today, there's a book in the back called Ministry of Mercy. You're welcome to borrow. And also, there's a paper from 1 Timothy 3. You're welcome to take and read.
那如果说大家对于长老跟执事的角色以及他们在教会的工作还有进一步的兴趣的话，也欢迎大家那个来借我这边有一本书，在我放在那个后面桌子，然后另外这边有一个小册子。
And finally, after the service, you can take a little bit of time to eat lunch, but at 12:30, we will start the second week of the Introduction to Christianity class.
那我们, 今天的12点半也会开始我们第二次的初信造就班。
And so, even if you missed the first week, you're welcome to step in now. Each week is a little different, so it's not cumulative. We talk about different things. So you're welcome to join the class anytime. And I think one person is definitely missing today, and I'll be repeating this week's next time if you can't make it.
那我们虽然上个礼拜已经进行了一次，可是如果说你对于基督教信仰有兴趣的话，还是欢迎你们来参加，即使你已经漏掉了一次，因为我们的课程并不是 连续性的，是每一周都有它单独的主题。Now
we're going to turn to look at God's word today.
那我们接下来就是要来看上帝的话语。And
before we do it, let's just open in prayer.
好，我们一起低头祷告。Oh
Lord God, we are yours.
主啊，我们是你的。
And Lord, we are yours to do with whatever you want.
主啊，我们将自己献上，让主你来使用我们。
And we know you have the best plan for us.
主，我们知道你对我们有最好的计划。
And we know you love us.
我们也知道你爱我们。
And Lord, as we open the scriptures and look at the things you call us to do as a church and as Christians, we pray you would fill us with your joy to serve you.
主，我们今天打开你的话语来读你的话，从你的话当中，主你告诉我们要做的事情，主求你也帮助我们有一颗喜乐的心来做这些事。In
Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You probably noticed my children are not here today.
大家或许有注意到，今天我的孩子并没有来参加今天的崇拜。
Well, we came back from Malaysia on Wednesday.
我们礼拜三从马来西亚回来。There
was we were in Malaysia for a week for a big mission conference of missionaries all over Asia.
那我们是在马来西亚待了一个礼拜，因为在马来西亚有一个 宣教机构的一个会议。
And Faith got sick, and then she got a little better, and then Ashlyn got sick right the day we were taking the airplane, and she's still sick.
那 Faith 到马来西亚的时候就生病了，可是我们在回来的当天，接着是 Ashlyn 生病了。
And so for the past 3 days, Judy and I have just been looking after Ashlyn. She throws up every day, every time she tries to eat something.
那从马来西亚回来之后，我们就一直在照顾我们的小女儿，因为她，就是每天都会呕吐。
And just having to set everything aside and take care of someone like that.Just made a big impression on me. Because usually we're just busy with our daily lives.
那把我们所有的事情都割下来专心照顾一个人其实也提醒了我一些事情。
And I just thought about all the other needs that all the other people in the world have. It's not just Ashlyn that's sick.
我让我开始思想就是不是只有我女儿生病的这件事情开始思索其实世界上面还有许多的人需要我们的照顾。
And so I think it's really important the text we read today because it considers all those needs.
那这也跟我们今天所要讲的主题有关就是我们不需要关心别人的需要。
Now I was going to, I didn't actually get time to do this. I was going to pick...Choose one child to come stand up in front. Is any volunteers? How about an adult child? Can I have one person come stand in the front?
我们需要有一个人来到前面。有人自愿来到前面吗？
Old child is okay too. Okay.
年长的朋友也欢迎哦。
Now, as you look at this old child, then I have a question for you. What is this person made of?
当你看到台前的这位那个大孩子，老孩子，不晓得你们觉得他是由哪些部分所构成的呢？
What is that person made of? Someone said flesh and blood. Someone said carbon.How do you translate carbon?
I don't know.
That's some metal.
That's some metal. In the whole sense, what is he? He's two things.
那整体而来说的话，它是由两个部分所构成的。
Body and soul, or body and spirit.
就是有它拥有身体跟灵魂这两个部分。
You can sit down.Oh, one more question. What part do you see? The body. You don't see the spirit, right?
那另外一个问题就是问大家他你们所看到的是什么哪一个部分呢就是只看到他的身体的部分。
It's hard to see the spirit.
那灵魂的部分是很难用肉眼来看到的。
Now, if you're curious about this little, the way the Bible teaches about how we're made, you can write down these verses. We're not going to look at them.
那如果大家对于这个部分有兴趣的话，那请大家记下下面的经节。
Genesis 2:7. Genesis.
创世纪二章七节。
Ezekiel 37.
以西结书三十七章。
And then Malachi 2:15.
以及马来基书。15章
I'm just giving you these. There are other places that talk about it, but this Malachi chapter 2, verse 15. 二章十五节
马拉基书二章十五节
There are lots of others that talk about it. I'm just giving these because it kind of talks about the creation and the parts of how God created you. And just so you know, we have body and spirit.
Sorry.
Oh.So man is man and women and children. Every person is made of body and spirit.
那不管是男是女或者是小孩啊，都有这两个部分所构成，就是都拥有身体跟灵魂。
I guess sometimes people say spirit, sometimes people say soul.
那有的 ，actually that's the same in Chinese.
In Chinese, is soul and spirit's the same?
灵魂。
灵魂 ，okay, well, makes it simpler in Chinese. Both of these things have needs, the body and the spirit, because of sin.
那因为罪的原因，所以人的这个两个部分都有它的需要。
Both of these things are under the curse of sin.
那这两个部分都在罪的咒诅底下。
And as you think about Jesus' ministry on this earth, you see him ministering to both of those needs.
当我们在读福音书的时候，看到耶稣基督在世上的他的服事，也包括在这两方面。
Now, our introduction to Christianity class, their homework is to read the book of John.
那我们初信造就班的功课就是要大家回去读约翰福音。
And I'm sure if you've read something from the Gospels recently, you'll be able to answer this next question.
那我也相信就是说如果回去有做功课的人应该可以回答底下的问题。
Can you list all of the types of ministry Jesus did in his 3 years? Give different categories of what he did.
那大家能够把耶稣他在世上这三年服事的事工做一个归类吗？
This,
你可以列出他做了哪些事吗？
Speak them out. Healing the sick. That's when I thought a lot about this week. Healing the sick.
那耶稣是医治病人。
And teaching.
教导。
And feeding the hungry. Feeding.
喂养贫那个饥饿的人。
Anything else? Casting out demons, okay.
赶鬼。
Raise the dead.
使死人复活。
Miracles.
施行神迹。
There's one other, I'll just say, prayer.
另外一件事情就是祷告。
It's easy to miss that because that's something he's doing by himself, right? He'll go up and you read in the end of John, you read this long prayer he prayed for the disciples.
那这个部分是我们比较容易去疏忽的。事实上耶稣常常是自己一个人在隐秘的地方祷告。那但是我们看约翰福音十七章就可以看到耶稣为门徒有一个很长的祷告。
And if you think about all those different ministries, they fall into those two categories, those things that servedthe body and those things that serve the soul or the spirit.
但是我们总括来看耶稣所做这三年所做的服事的事工我们可以分为两个部分，就是在就是喂养人的这个灵魂的需要以及身体的需要。
Now we're going to turn there to Acts chapter 6 verse 1 to 7.
那我们今天要来读的经文就是《使徒行传》六章一到七节。
Acts chapter 6, 1 to 7.
使徒行传六章一到七节。
And as you read this, you'll see that the church of Christ has been carrying on the ministry of Christ in serving the body and serving the needs of the spirit.
那从这个经文当中我们就可以看到事实上门徒接续了耶稣他在地上的工作继续喂养人的灵魂以及身体的需要。
And I'll just mention that last time, 2 weeks ago when I was preaching, we were talking about one office of the church called elders, and this week we're talking about deacons, and both of them are leading the ministry of the spirit and the ministry of the body.
那我们两个礼拜以前我们已经谈过长老这个职务里面他所需要具备的角色资格以及他所做的事情。那从这个礼拜开始我们开始谈执事的部分。那事实上这两个职位都就是在做这两个部分的来满足这两个部分的需要，一个是灵魂的需要，一个是身体的需要。
So can I have a volunteer to read in Chinese and to read in English? Acts chapter 6, 1 through 7.
那我们需要有两位，一位帮我们念英文的经文，一位帮我们念中文的部分。
It's not too long, so.
In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews, a among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
Okay, in Chinese.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人的希伯来人、发怒言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：“我们撇下神，这去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出7个有好名誉、被圣灵充满智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。” 我们要专心以祈祷传道为事，大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼前纳、提门、巴拿米、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人、尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道心旺起来，在耶路撒冷。 撒冷门徒数目增加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信徒了这道。
Now I'm sorry I gave you a passage with lots of strange names.
抱歉，今天我们所读的经文当中有许多的名字非常的不好读。So
you had a church that was ministering to people's needs. They were ministering to their spiritual needs and their physical needs. So you had a church that was ministering to people's needs.
那我们在经文里面看到就是说这个教会就是服事的当中两部分的需要。
Their spiritual needs and their physical needs.
服事他们灵魂的需要以及身体的需要。
And if you go back and read from Acts chapter 1 through now, you see how they would come and sell their property and put the money at the disciples' feet so that the church could take care of the people in need.
那事实上我们从《使徒行传》一开始的一章一直到六章，我们看到门徒，就是信徒，他们把他们卖掉他们的产业，然后拿出他们的钱来，好让教会可以来帮助那些需要的人。But
there was a problem.
但是这当中有一个问题出现了。It
wasn't being done very well. And some people were being left out.
那这样子的工作并没有做得很好，因为有一些人被忽略了。And
so this whole issue was brought to the apostles, the heads of the church, the representatives of Christ himself.
那这样子问题被带到使徒的面前，他们代表基督来管理这个教会。What
are they going to? How are they going to respond?
那使徒要怎么样回应这个问题呢？
Now, I don't know if you know much about religions in the world. Some religions say it's not important. The physical body is not important.
那我不晓得你们对其他的宗教是不是有熟悉哦。事实上，有些宗教的教导就是告诉我们说，身体并不是那么的重要。Actually,
some religions teach you to neglect the body and deny it. That's the teaching of Buddhism.
那事实上，有些宗教像佛教，就要你来忽略你身体的需要。You're
supposed to pretend it's an illusion.
那你要假装这个只是你的幻觉。But
ultimately, it's saying the body's not important. It's not important to meet those needs.
那基本上来说，佛教是告诉你说，身体的需要并不是那么重要。But
what you first learn from this passage is the apostles considered it. And they considered it very important to meet physical needs.
但是我们从今天的经文看到，事实上使徒认为这是非常重要的事情。
It's not enough to meet the spiritual need only.
因为光只是喂养人灵魂的需要是不够的。
It's not enough to, from mind to mind, teaching people the beautiful truth without meeting the needs of their body.
光只是教导人那个智在头脑上面去了解什么是真理是不够的。
What needs to go with that is an acting out of that truth in your life. And if you're acting out God's truth, the Bible's truth, you'll take care of people and their need.
实际上我们必须帮将我们所知道的真理活出在我们每一天的生活当中。那你要活出这样子的真理，就必须要去照顾这些有需要的人。
So if you think of a Supreme Court case, sometimes the Supreme Court dismisses a case and says, this has no standing in the court. Well, the apostles did not dismiss the case. They said, bring it.
那事实上我们看到有时候法院话会觉得说这个案子并不构成起诉的条件，他们会说这个案子并不能够成立，但是使徒现在面对这个问题的时候，使徒并不是这样子一个态度。
And they were saying this issue is valid. This is something the church should be concerned with.
事实上，他们觉得这个问题是非常的重要的，是教会必须要来处理的。
This is so important that the church needs to do a really good job with it and not do a careless haphazard job.
事实上，教会必须要很细心的来处理这件事情，而不是认为这样的事情不重要。
And of course, the reason is because sin's curse fell on both the body and the spirit.
那因为罪的咒诅所带来的是不只是灵魂的，也包括身体不只是灵魂的部分，也包括身体的部分。
And sin's curse brings the body to die, and sin's curse.Brings eternal death and death of your spirit and decay and corruption.
罪所造成的结果就是不只是身体的死亡，也包括灵魂的死亡。
The two, those physical and spiritual, they're linked in a human being. You don't separate them, they're connected, they affect each other.
那身体跟灵魂是两个紧密相连的，我们并不能够把它一切为二。
And so that also means that it's not enough just to go.Be a humanitarian organization and meet physical needs.
我们并不能够只是像人道主义这样子，只是满足人的这个身体上面的需要。
It's not going to help that person ultimately unless you also meet their spiritual need and tell them about Jesus.
这并不能够完全的解决这个人的问题哦。事实上，我们也仍然需要解决他灵魂上面的需要。
But we have the opposite here. The apostles were saying, but we also cannot meet their spiritual needs without meeting the physical need.
但今天的经文我们看到的是一个相反的状况，就是使徒认为我们不只是喂养人灵魂的需要，也需要喂养他们身体的需要。
And you'll see a link between the two, because if in your ministry of meeting a physical need, it'll help people be able to receive your ministry of meeting their spiritual need.
那事实上我们常常发现 一旦我们满足了人身体的需要的时候，你就会发现说人开始可以来帮助他们，让他们认识他们灵魂上面的需要。
And I think it's no accident in verse 7 that it specifically mentions after doing something to manage that well, what happens? The word of God spreads. More people come to faith.
那从经文的第七节我们也看到他们一旦当他们满足了人身体的需要的时候，我们也看到了这样一个很好的结果，就是神的道兴旺起来。
So the two are linked, and the two are important.
所以这两者都是非常的重要的，两者是互相紧密相连的。
But just as we had the old kid up here, one is easier to see. The body is easier to see than the spirit.
就像刚刚我们看到这个Moses 站在我们面前哦，我们很容易看到人身体的部分，但是灵魂的部分是很难看出来的。
What's the physical need in the passage today?
那我们今天经文所看到的这个身体的需要是指哪些，那什么样的事情呢？
Someone's not getting food.
就教会当中有一群人没有食物可以吃。
Imagine being a widow.
那这一群人是一群寡妇。
At that time, you couldn't just go get a job and provide for yourself.
在当时的社会当中，寡妇是没有办法出外找到工作的。
So you wake up and there's no money to go to the local market and buy dumplings.
当你一觉睡醒的时候，你是没有钱到市场去买。
And you wake up and you're just sitting there in your room waiting for someone from somewhere to come bring you food.
你一觉睡醒就坐在自己的家里等着有人送食物来给你吃。
And some days you wake up and no one's there to bring you breakfast.
可有一天当你一觉睡醒的时候，你发现没有人带任何的早餐来给你。
And you wait until lunch and your stomach's grumbling.And no one comes.
然后你一直等到午餐，可是你饥肠辘辘，可是还是没有人送午餐来给你。
And then you wait until dinner.
然后你就再等到晚餐。
And you're so tired and hungry, you just try to go to sleep and hope tomorrow it will be different.
那因为你已经等得太累了，所以你就去睡觉了。那希望你心里就希望说明天会有人送食物来。
I just take the time to.Delve into that experience because we just don't see it today. Everybody's pretty well off now, and there are other people to go around taking care of the poor, right? So it's hard for us to think about that today.
那我们今天所生活的社会是一个非常富裕的社会哦。那我们实际上我们是很难去了解这样子的人的状况。
But I've seen it even today. I've seen this problem even today.
那事实上，这样的状况，在我们这个社会里面，还是每天在发生。
How many of you have been across the mountains southeast of here to Elon County?
那有没有人曾经到过宜兰
？Not too much. You know, you come to Taiwan and everything's big city. There actually are a few places that are still countryside.
那大部分的人来到台湾，大部分就会待在大的城市里面哦。事实上，台湾还是有一些乡下的地方。
I know a pastor of a very small church in a countryside area in Elon.
那我认识一个牧师，他是在一个乡下的地方，牧养教会。
And they have this exact problem of widows dying, widows with where their spouses died.
那他们的教会也有相同的状况，在他们居住的区域有一些。寡妇跟官夫。
The farmhouse is way out in the middle of nowhere. You know, it's not nearby some neighborhood where everybody knows everybody.
那他们所住的地方非常的偏僻，并不是就是跟其他的人有紧密相连。
So a farmer dies or a farmer's wife dies.
那当中有一些人，他们的配偶死掉了。
They're old. They don't. The remaining person doesn't get out.
因为他们非常的年老，所以他们根本没有办法外出。
And so sometimes they just don't have the energy to make themselves a meal, or they just didn't get to the market to bring food back for that day.
那因为他们实在是年纪太大了，所以他们根本没有体力来为自己做食物，或者是到市场去买食物。
So what this pastor did is he made a deal with the local elementary school.
那这个牧师做的就是他跟当地的一些学校小学来交涉。
Whatever is left over, they get the food and put it into the lunch boxes, and then they go deliver it to all these old farmer widows or farmer widowers.
那他他做的事情就是说，把小学他们营养午餐所剩下来的食物做成午餐的做成便当，然后他送的。分送到那个独居的老人。
So, just telling you this to know this problem might be closer than you think.
那是我只是想要提醒大家，事实上这样的问题并不是离我们很远啊。
Now, I don't know if you thought about it, but if you try to go out in the countryside and knock on the doors and say, "Hey, let me tell you about Jesus," it's going to be hard for them to listen if what they're hearing louder is their stomach rumbling inside.
其实事实上，如果说你要去传福音，那你去到乡下的地方，你敲门，然后希望别人能够听福音。可是事实上，他们紧迫性的问题就是， 他们肚子非常的饥饿，如果没有被解决，事实上他们是很难去听你的。
And you see, in Jesus' ministry, he did the same thing. He met physical needs, and there some people's hearts became open to hearing about their need to deal with their sin.
那事实上，我们在福音书里面看到耶稣他所做的事工就是这样，他先喂养人身体的需要，之后人就开始会看到他自己灵魂上面的需要。
So the apostles considered this a really important ministry, and one of the results of it is that in meeting physical needs, it helps people see and be able to see their spiritual need.
那事实上，当我们喂养人的需要之后，可以让人比较容易去看到他们灵魂的需要。
The grumbling's gone in their stomach. They can hear the voice saying, "Let me tell you about Jesus."
因为他们的注意力已经不再关注他们的饥饿的问题，而他们愿意打开他们的心胸来听你所要告诉他的。
You know people, you have friends that there's something, a sickness, or a money issue.Or a debt issue, there's something that's so big in their life they can't think about anything else. You have friends like that, right?
我相信你们也有一些朋友，当他们面对他们的问题是如此的巨大的时候，比方说有一些经济上面的问题，有一些婚姻上面的问题，事实上这样子的问题已经让困扰他们，让他们没有其他的精力去再去关心其他的事了。
Especially in Taiwan.If there's one thing about Taiwanese is they're very practical.
尤其是在台湾哦，台湾人非常的务实。
Makes them good at business.
他们每天就是在想要做怎么样做生意。
But the part of being practical is you see the immediate practical needs so strongly, you can't see something that doesn't seem so practical. You can't see your need for it.
那因为他们所有的关注力就是关注在这些很实际的问题上面，以至于他们没有其他的心再去注意其他的需要。
So, I mean, until that big thing in their vision is taken out of the way, they can't see what's behind it.
一直到要到他们所面对的那个很巨大的问题被挪走之后，他们才能够看到他们有其他的问题需要面对。
So as the church does a good job at meeting practical, physical needs, you're going to have people...more and more able to hear and see their need, their eternal need for Jesus and for forgiveness for sins.
所以教会必须要做好这部分的工作，以至于人才有心力再去关心他们灵魂的需要，关心他们的罪必须要被解决。
Now, I'm spending a little time on talking about the value of meeting these needs because it's so easy to...You know, when you think of a church, you just think about the guy up here preaching or something. And all these unseen things that go on, you don't necessarily see the value, but it is there.
那我花这么多的时间来解释这个需要的重要性，是因为我们在教会里面，我们常常会忽略这样的问题。我们看到教会就是牧师在台上讲道。
Just like if you...remove that immediate need, they can see the other need. The also thing is, when you show them love in meeting what they know is a need, then their hearts are softened. They are willing to listen to you.
那当我们能够满足人的需要的时候，人也同时在这当中能够感受到你的爱，所以他们的心才会变得柔软，愿意来听。
That's another big thing in Taiwan. People have walls against hearing about some spiritual need. They don't want to listen.
那事实上，在台湾还有另外一个很严重的问题，就是人很容易却筑起一道墙啊，他们不愿意去听一些有关于他们灵魂的事情的事。
Of course, it's not just Taiwan, but you see it very clearly here too.
但是这样的问题事实上并不是只有台湾了，可是。在台湾这样的问题是非常明显。
You're sitting around, I don't know if you've done this, I've gone out to many a grand dinner party out at a big restaurant.
那我不晓得你们有没有经历过这样的事情哦，我曾经就是有很多的机会参加一些很盛大的宴会。
And around you are sitting all these very good, nice people. They just don't know Jesus. and they don't know God.
那你的身旁坐了很多很好的人呢，可是他们并不认识神，也不认识耶稣。
And sometimes it's some of my in-laws and relatives that are not Christians.
那我太太的很多的亲戚也都不认识耶稣。
And so you just want to bring it up. You just want to say something to point them to Jesus.
那在饭桌上面，你就很想要介绍耶稣让他们认识。
And the minute you start saying something before the sentence is out of your mouth, change topic. Other people start talking about something else.
可是一当你要提起这个话题的时候，他马上很快的就转移话题。
You see, there's a wall there. How do you break that wall down?
所以你们可以看到，这是很明显的一堵墙挡在那边了。你怎么样把这一堵墙给拆毁？
They need to experience your love in an area they know they need something. And then they'll be open to listen to an area that they don't right now believe they need.
所以他们需要由你满足他们的需要的时候来感受到你真的爱他们，他们才会愿意打开他们的心胸。
The first missionary in Taiwan, you know his name? In North Taiwan.
大家知道第一个来到台湾在北台湾宣教的,
if you go up to Danshui, if you go up to Danshui, you can see a big statue of his head. He's got a bald head and a long beard.
如果你有机会去淡水玩的话，你可以看到他的雕像哦。
He came here, and sometimes he would come into a town, and people would throw manure and throw bricks at him and chase him out of town.
那他刚开始在台湾北台湾宣教的时候，常常人会跟他泼粪泼尿。
This is in the late 1800s. This is during maybe 1865, 1870.
那是大概是19世纪末的时候。
Oh, 1872. And especially the hardest place to go was what is now Wanhua. It was called Bangga.
那最难进入的地区就是现在我们称万华的地区。
You know what got him an opening? You know what made people willing to listen to him?
那大家知道他后来是怎么样让人可以愿意打开心来听他要讲的吗？
These days we don't like going to dentists, but back then they would get really painful things that they just needed their tooth pulled, and he would come with these metal tongs.Especially made for dentists and pull people's teeth. And that's what got their opening for them to listen to him.
那个时候并不像我们现在哦，不喜欢去看牙医哦。事实上那时候的人有很多牙齿上面就是牙疼的问题。那马杰博士就是到他们当中帮他们拔牙。
And finally, someone's family member had experienced that meeting of need. And so...They would say, well, come to my home. And he got a foothold into the community.
那就是这在当中有一个人就是因为马杰很快地解决了他牙疼的问题，那他就开始邀请马杰博士到他们家。
And actually, the first group of pastors he was training, Taiwanese pastors, he all taught them how to pull teeth.
那是他所训练的第一群本地的牧师，他第一个训练他们就是教他们怎么样拔牙。
This is the same today.
那这样的事情事实上在现今还是仍然是适用的。
I was in Malaysia, which is an Islamic country.
那我上个礼拜到马来西亚，那马来西亚是一个回教的国家。
And I talked to a lot of missionaries that were in countries that it's illegal for them to be missionaries because Islamic countries are very much against anyone converting from Islam.
那我有机会跟几个在乡下地方传教的宣教士交谈，他们是在就是在乡下的地方试着要传福音。那事实上在印尼马来西亚这个回教的国家传耶稣基督的福音是不被允许的。
You think it's hard to talk to people in Taiwan. It's really hard in a Muslim country because sometimes if you're saying, if you listen to me, you're going to be put in prison. That's not an easy thing.
那我们会觉得说在台湾传福音是非常困难事实上在回教国家传福音是更困难的因为如果他们相信了耶稣的话他们就要被关到监狱里面
and the churches are beating their heads trying to think of how in the world can we get an opening for all these Islamic Muslim villages how can we get access to them and an ear for them to listen
那宣教士抓破了头皮在想说我们有什么样的方法可以让这些人可以来听我们要告诉他们的
So one church, I won't tell you where, I know who the pastor is. One church, what they decided to do is go to a village that had had a natural disaster and no strings attached. It was a village that was not getting taken care of by anyone else. And no strings attached, they just rolled up their sleeves and rebuilt things.
那我认识这当中的一个牧师他就是到这当中因为这个地区曾经有受过有发生一些天然的灾害那他到了那个地区就是没有任何回报的来为他们重建这个他们的家园
And they cleaned up the elementary school and they repainted and they fixed things that were broken
那他帮他们重建学校帮他们油漆粉刷然后帮他们重建他们的村庄
And the reason they were even allowed to do it is because the pastor said, look, Christians, we just want to love people. And we don't have any strings attached. We're just coming in here to help.
那之所以他们能够进入那个区域是因为他这个牧师告诉他们说我们不求任何的回报因为我们是基督徒我们就是为你们来做这些事情。
Now the village elders, months and months later, have invited him, the pastor, back to teach about the Bible.
那现在这个村庄的一个领袖就每个月都会邀请这个牧师回到村庄教他们圣经的事。
That ministry of meeting physical needs is so, so valuable.
所以喂养人身体的需要是非常的重要的。
And, you know, you have it here. It was done poorly because you had two different groups of Jews and one group was being ignored.
Now, 从今天的经文我们看到有两群的人其中有一群的人是被忽略的。
And so, especially if you got someone in the church themselves, it is so important that their needs are taken care of. Especially if you have a member of the church themselves, it's so important their needs are taken care of, let alone people outside of the church.
事实上我们照顾在教会里面的群体也是非常重要的。事实上我们先照顾教会里面的群体是更为重要。
So you have the Greek-speaking Jews kind of ignored, and the Hebrew-speaking Jews were getting taken care of.
那我们发现在这当中这有一群讲犹太话的那个寡妇是被照顾的可是另外一群讲希腊话的寡妇并没有被照顾到。
And you know, God really cares about this issue.If you read through the Bible, the one aspect, if you describe his love, he's the God who takes care of the widows and the orphans.
实际上我们读旧约圣经的时候我们可以看到上帝命令就是他的百姓要照顾孤儿跟寡妇。
God is the God who takes care of those who can't look after themselves and cannot do anything to pay back.Being taken care of. That's the kind of love our God has.
我们上帝的爱就是照顾那些没有办法做任何回报、孤苦无依的人。
So, you can write this down. We won't read it, but if you want to read about it, Deuteronomy 14:29 and James 1:27. Those are just two places that expresses this heart attitude of God.
生命记
Deuteronomy 14:29.
十四章二十九节
And James 1:27.
雅各书一章二十七节
And so God wants us, his church, to be like him in his heart.
上帝要我们像他一样，要我们教会的每一个人都能够像他一样。
And so the second point is this task is so important that it needs leadership over it in the church. And this is why we have deacons in the church.
那因为这样的问题非常的重要，所以我们需要有一些领袖来管理这些事。
Taking care of the needy.
来照顾这些贫穷的人。
Taking and ministering to physical needs.
来照管教会里面身体上面的需要。
Now remember, the leadership is not there to do it just themselves. The leadership is there to help manage everyone taking care of each other. So to make sure no one's left out.
那领袖并不是只是他自己来做这些事情，而是他来管理教会的每一个会众，来照顾这些孤苦无依的人，也彼此互相的帮助。
So what we read today in Acts 6, the apostles call a meeting to deal with the problem.
所以我们在今天的经文里面就看到使徒就召开了会议。
And you'll just notice the way they divide the labor.
那我们看到在经文里面使徒将他们的事工有所区分。
They talk about servingin the word and prayer and serving tables. Two kinds of labor.
他们把它划分为两个部分，一个部分是专心传道跟祈祷，另外一个部分就是管理饭食。
And actually the Greek verb there is the same cognate as deacon. It's deacons of the word and prayer and deacons of serving tables.
那事实上在犹太希腊文圣经里面就是有两种职务，一个是
It uses the same word deacon in the verb tense. Same word as deacon for both. Deacons of servants of the word in prayer and servants of tables.
那在希腊文圣经里面用相同的一个字是一个带有动词意义的一个名词，它就是只说有的职事是做传道祈祷这样的工作，有的职事是去做服事管理饭食。
Now, it just so happens that as the church put that name deacon for the ones that are serving the physical needs, but in a sense, you could even call an elder the deacon of the word.
Sorry.
You can call a zhanglao a deacon.Because they're a servant of the word. They're just not a servant of the physical needs.
So we can also call 长老是执事哦，他就是主要专心做传道跟祈祷的工作。
Now that word kind of describes like a waiter for tables at a restaurant.
那执事我们也可以描述他是一个在餐厅的服务生。
And actually, more than a waiter at tables, if you think of some of these in Taiwan, the live-in home help, people that come from Indonesia and from the Philippines. And that's actually closer than talking about a waiter at a table that gets wages and when you go to a restaurant.
那事实上我们更接近的来描述这样子的字是我们可以讲说是像有很多的菲律宾跟印尼那边的人来台湾在某一个家庭里面做服事，那比较类似像这样子他们所做的工作。
And if you have ever been in a house that has someone that's serving like that, you'll see it's they serve you and then they sit and wait in the kitchen until I guess it's part of their job description, until everybody's done and they clean up and then they eat themselves. It's a very kind of lowly position.
那这些人来台湾所做的工作就是大部分他们是先让他们的雇主先家全家先用完餐之后他们才用才吃他们自己的饭。那其实这样子的人在他们的那个社会地位上面是非常的低的。
See, that's what your leaders in the church are called.
那这就是我们所 的教会的这个领袖在所做的事情。
And it is a great and important work, and it's a very lowly work.
是他教会的领袖所做的是非常重要的事，但是在地位上面是比较卑微的。
So the Jerusalem church chose 7 men.
耶路撒冷的教会选择了七个人来做这些事。
To meet the physical needs.
来管理饭食。
And just like in the Jerusalem church, we have leaders to do the word and prayer, the elders, and then we have leaders to lead in the work of meeting the physical needs, the deacons.
那就好像当初的耶路撒冷教会一样，我们现在的教会也需要有一些人来传讲上帝的话，可是也有需要有一些人来满足会友的身体上面的需要。
Now, what here did they describe? What kind of men did they want to choose for this task?
那从经文里面我们看到说是怎么样的人才能够被选出来担任执事的工作。
Do you see it? Full, verse 3, full of the Spirit and wisdom.
是要被圣灵充满智慧充足的人。
This is a huge thing, and it's a difficult thing. They need to be full of the Spirit and wisdom.
这是一个非常艰巨的工作，但是也是非常重要。那他们这样子的人必须要有被圣灵充满，有很充足的智慧。
Because they're dealing with people and trying to manage people in meeting others' needs that have their own prejudices, just like. The Christians here were not ministering to the Grecian Jews. They're trying to manage people that have their own personality conflicts and prejudices. The deacons are trying to get people to meet needs, but the people meeting needs have their own prejudices. So they need wisdom in guiding them or leading them. Okay, I'll keep. Let me try it one more. The deacons are leading all of the congregation members to do this task. But the congregation members themselves have their own bad attitudes and prejudices, and they can be hard to lead.
长老必须执事必须要带领教会来做这样的工作，但是在会友当中，每一个会友有他自己的一个偏见，所以事实上是很困难去带领这样子的一群人。
So that's the people they're trying to lead in doing the task. Well, the people they're ministering to, sometimes there are other issues and problems. There might be a spiritual problem behind the physical need.
当然，除了这个之外，还有一些是会友当中，他们也有他们自己属灵上面的一些问题。
Is someone poor?
那也有一些人是贫穷的。
It could be because of the society, just like the widows. It's not their fault.
那有时候这个问题的产生，可能并不是因为他们的疏忽，而是因为这个社会所造成的。
But it could be because of their own spiritual problem. It could be a sin habit in their life of getting into debt and not being responsible.And the deacons need to be wise to be able to see those other things.
对不起，我刚刚有点翻错了。就是，有一些人呢，会造成一些贫穷的问题。事实上，有一些原因是因为他自己个人的罪的问题所产生的。
But then other people, it's not their fault. It's just the society.
那有一些是社会所造成的。
So, they need to be full of wisdom and to be able to discern these things. And if it's a spiritual issue too, they'll probably get the elders involved in helping this person work through their sin patterns in their life and be escape from that.
所以执事必须要很有智慧的能够来分辨这些事情。如果一个人是因为他的罪所造成的问题，他也需要请长老来能够来协助这个会友解决他所
And then you need to be full of the Holy Spirit because I tell you, serving other people means you're not serving yourself. It means you need to be able to love someone. You need to have the heart of God to look at them and not consider your own interest if you're going to do a good job serving them.
要做一个很好的执事, 能够, 需要被圣灵充满, 因为你必须要有, 蛮有, 耶稣基督的爱在你的身上, 你才能够, 没有任何偏见, 没有任何你自己的私欲来服侍他们。
I experienced it even taking care of my own daughter, whom I love, but it was a pain not to be able to get stuff done that I needed to be doing.
那事实上我发觉这样的工作非常的难, 因为即便我是照顾我自己所非常疼爱的女儿, 我也没有办法, 像耶稣基督, 没有办法很完全的来,
just I couldn't, it was hard to completely love her and look at her interests and not consider all the things I wanted to get done.
我也没有办法完全无私的来, 就是专心顾到她的需要, 没有去关心, 没有去关心到我自己个人的需要。
And that's someone who's it's most natural to love.
对, 有一些人, 或许有一些人是蛮, 他个人的个性上面, 原来就是, 很容易去关心爱别人。
Now, just another thing to write down, you can go read it, we won't read it today. 1 Timothy 5, 9 to 10.
另外一节经文是, 提摩太前书 5章10节。
And you see that they're very organized about doing it. They put widows on a list. There's some qualifications on meeting people's needs, and if you're going to give people money, it's a very careful, thought-through process of how to help people.
那是, 在提摩太前书 5章这边, 我们看到就是说他们事实上把一些需要帮助的人的资格也列在这个经文当中。
And I also give that as an example because you just see it's not just the deacons doing the work, but everyone in the church helping towards this work.
那这样的工作并不是只是教会的执事来做, 也需要教会全体的会众都能够来,
Some people think about deacons in America as they're the guys that go out and cut the grass on Saturday.
那在美国, 我们对于执事的一个刻板的印象就是他, 每, 就是帮,
cut the grass in front of the church building.
就是协助教会, 除草, 教会外面的院子除草。
Or they're the guys to run to if some power plug is out or something like that. Taking care of the physical needs of the building.
或者是协助教会修教会的一些, 电力的问, 电力供应的一些问题。
But actually, they're also the ones that when you come across a person in your midst in need, you say, I know exactly who you should talk to, and they will help you, and they will help us help you.
Sorry.
They're the ones that if you run across someone in the church in need, you can talk to that person and say, I know who you should talk to, and they will lovingly help you, and they will help us help you.
Anyone could help me?
Anyone translate that real quick? Didn't mention elders in the. I'm just saying, let me try one more time, sorry. If you have a person in the church in need, and you are another Christian in the church, then you can say, I know who to you can talk to get your need met. Let me bring you to meet the deacon.
如果你, 发现在教会里面有人有, 有一些身体上, 有一些需要, 然后, 你会, 告诉他说, 哦, 我知道, 教会的执事可以来帮忙你做, 解决你这方面的需要, 他可以帮助你。
So you need to be filled with wisdom and full of the Holy Spirit.
所以教会里面的执事必须要被圣灵充满, 蛮有智慧。
Now look at verse 7, and this is what we'll end it thinking about. What's the result of good management? of meeting needs.
经文的第七节我们看到就是说如果教会能够把这些事情做好的话所带来的结果是怎样
The word of God spread. The number of disciples multiplied.
我们看到就是神的道被兴旺起来了那门徒的数目也加增
And it's interesting that even a lot of the priests of the Jewish religion became believers when they sawthis good management of meeting needs.
甚至许多当初的许多的祭司也都信从了这道因为他们从他们实际上面所所做的事工看到他们的爱。
The reason the word of God spreads is because as you do this, you are preaching forth, this is the heart of the God we serve.
所以当我们这样子做的时候人就可以看到说这就是我们所要寻找的
And you're saying This is the Christ we want you to believe in
这就是我们所要相信的耶相信的基督
When you serve people with no hope of them helping you back And no strings attached You're pointing people to what Jesus did for us
尤其是当他们感受到我们不求回报的帮助他们的时候，事实上我们是向他们来表明耶稣基督他自己。
The Bible says we were dead in our trespasses and sins.
圣经里面讲说我们是死在罪恶过犯当中。
And that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们而死。
You know, someone that's not going to pay you back is a dead person.A dead person is not going to pay you back if you help them.
那事实上死人是不会给你任何回报的哦。
And that expression is just talking about how unable we are to do anything spiritually good. The expression of saying we are dead in sins is just telling how unable we are to do anything good.
那这里就是我们在灵里头是死亡的，也就是说我们没有办法做任何善事哦。
And yet Jesus came and ministered to us.
那耶稣来到世上来服侍我们。
He's the ultimate servant.
他才是这个最大的牧者。
And as we serve each other, that's all of our service is pointing to him.
当我们做所有的服侍的时候，都是在向人表明耶稣基督他自己。
Remember, I was telling you about how what a low place it is.To use the word deacon, you know, how low a place it is.
大家还记得刚刚我提到说，作为一个执事，他的地位是非常卑微的。
Well, Jesus emptied himself of the glory of heaven and came to earth and took on a lowly nature to serve us.
那耶稣舍弃了他自己在天上的荣耀，那来到这世上，来服侍我们。
In an Asian culture, we'll say he lost face for us.
那东方的文化里面，我们就说他就是
lost face,
没有面子，丢脸。
And he suffered in body and in spirit. He was in need in body and spirit to meet our needs.
那他为我们在身体以及在灵魂上面受苦。
He suffered the pain and agony of a physical death on the cross.
他为我们忍受那个极大的痛苦，死在十字架上。
And remember, that's the consequence, the curse of sin, and he took that curse on himself.
那大家记得，这就是罪的工价哦。那可是他把这个罪放在他自己的身上。
And he also, on that cross, suffered the pain and agony of a spiritual death of hell.
那他也忍受那个灵魂上面极为痛苦的死亡，面对地狱。
And remember, that's the consequence and the curse of our sin, and he took it on himself.
大家记得，这也是我们罪的结果，就是他把这些我们所也需要面对的刑罚背负在他自己的身上。
It wasn't because of the sin he had.
并不是因为他犯了任何的罪。
He never sinned once.
耶稣从来没有犯过罪。
It's because he loved us and took our place so we wouldn't pay the consequence.
完全是因为他爱我们，他取代了我们的位置，为我们偿付了我们的罪债。
So the Bible says he took the sin on himself, of all our sins, of those who believe in him.
耶稣基督为所有相信他的人偿付了我们的罪债。
And so that's what our service is pointing to when we serve each other in the church.
这也是我们在教会里面彼此服侍，为别人服侍所要表明的。
And that's why it's so important to have really godly men in that position of leading that task in the church.
这也是为什么我们必须要选出一个被圣灵充满、蛮有智慧的人来带领教会来做这样的事工。
Because of pointing to what Jesus did. And every person here sitting here and me and everyone in the world, all those needs you feel, all the physical needs, all the emotional needs you feel,
那在座的每一位, 包括我自己, 都需要, 都有这两方面的需要被满足。
Those needs are pointing to your ultimate need of being reconciled to God. And you have that through Christ. And when Jesus was suffering in his body and spirit on the cross, at a point he said, it's finished. And when Jesus comes again, at the end of the world, he's going to erase every physical need, and he's going to erase and get rid of every spiritual need.
当耶稣基督第二次再来的时候, 他要除去所有, 我们身体上面的需要, 以及, 灵魂上面的需要。
And as you're helping meet a little bit of that, when you're helping people meet their needs, you're saying, oh, I'm just helping you a little, but one day there's someone who's going to really help you for good, for eternity, and that's Jesus.
当你帮助别人、满足别人这两方面的需要的时候, 你需要告诉他们说, 当有一天耶稣基督再来的时候, 他会满足你这个, 他会给你一个永恒的, 盼望, 你就再也不需要。
And to receive that help, you don't do anything. You just trust his promise to you.
那要得到这样子的需要, 你并不需要做任何的事情。
And so when we sang the last song in Christ Alone, there's a verse that says, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me.
还记得我们今天所唱的诗歌, 当他,
and as he stands in victory, as Jesus stands in victory,
当耶稣基督, 得胜之后, 那个死亡的毒钩再也不能够
Sin's curse has lost its hold or grip on me. The curse of sin.
罪的瑕疵就脱离我们了。
Jesus removes the need, the ultimate need. Jesus takes away our need. Not for a day, not for a year, but for eternity.
耶稣, 已经给了我们, 不是给我们一天或者是, 一年的一个需要, 而是给我们, 而是让我们有, 有一个永恒的满足。
And as you're going into a time of choosing deacons, think about what this service, this ministry is pointing to. As the church in a few weeks chooses, or in a month or two begins to choose deacons, elect deacons, think about what this, how important and what this service is pointing to.
那再来的, 我们以后, 会为我们自己的教会来选出执事, 也希望大家能够记得, 我们今天所谈到的, 选择一个执事是多么的重要。
Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray you just give each one here the hope of Christ and his resurrection.
主啊, 我祷, 祈求你给我们在座的每一位有从你而来的盼望。
And teach us to look beyond the needs we have for the present to the needs you have eternally taken care of in Christ.
求你帮助我们，不要只是定睛在我们目前现在的需要，而是能够仰望那个永恒的需要。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Should I give a few moments for question and answer, or just finish for today?
大家有任何的问题想问吗？
You can ask from the passage today, or you can ask from something else you've read in the Bible, or some question you have.
你可以问今天所讲的经文的部分，或者是你在周间灵修的时候所想到的。
And I know you might be feeling that physical need of hunger, so I won't give too long an answer.
我知道大家可能也非常的饥饿了，所以我们不会有太久的时间。
Does anyone have a question you'd like to ask?
有谁有问题想要问吗？
Body and soul, two different parts.
那灵魂身体跟灵魂是两个不同分别分开来的部分吗？
Well, if you look at those verses I gave you, it'll help you. But I'll answer briefly.
如果你看我今天所回去读我今天所给大家的经文的话，你可以了解，但是我现在先给你简短的回答。
But we were made to be together. Our body and spirits were made to be together forever.
我们受造身体跟灵魂是一体的。
And so, you know, they say in the world now, there's one thing certain, it's death and taxes. You've heard that expression. There's one thing certain in the world, it's taxes and death. Have you heard that expression?
No.
She's tired. but actually, it wasn't supposed to be like that.
那事实上，并不是像这样的。
Death is actually a natural thing for human beings.
那事实上，死亡对人来说不是一个自然的事。
And so, at death is when your spirit is separated from your body.
死亡是指你的灵魂跟你的身体分开。
And so, so yes, they can be separated, but it's not how it's supposed to be. And so Jesus, our hope is not just that our spirits will be saved, but our hope is in Christ's real, true, physical resurrection body that he got after he rose from the dead.
那死亡就是灵魂离开人的身体，所以就是灵魂跟身体就分开来了。那事实上这样子不是一个原来我们受造应该有的一个状况。
So it's not like we'll be, our hope is that we'll be floating around in clouds strumming harps. I'm giving her a hard time today.
死亡并不是啊，就是我们就变成灵魂，然后在空中飘来飘去，这边弹着琴而已，没有身体啊。
And that we'll be sitting on the clouds.
就是坐在云上而已，没有一个身体。
No, our hope is in a new heaven and a new earth.
我们的盼望是在新天新地上面。
And that means new things more beautiful than the trees you see outside.
会比我们现在在外面看到更美丽的风景都还要美啊。
And It means that we will have new bodies.
到时候我们会有新的身体。
And the one thing different, it's the home of righteousness, no sin and no curse for sin.
跟现在唯一不一样的就是到时候这世界上一切都是公义的，没有不义的事情。
That means you'll have your body in its perfection without the needs that we experience today.
在那时候你会有完美的身体，你身体不会像现在有这么多的需要。